She hated taking out the garbage, mainly because it took her away from her time getting tips. On top of that, there was always some creeper in the back alley, either smoking up, illegal drug deals, a hooker or two, or someone who needed to be cut off. Tonight, it was the latter. He was cute. She gave him that. Tall and lanky, with long hair that was well-kept. Well-dressed in black pants and a purple dress shirt. Currently open at the neck. What was not attractive was the fact that he was leaning behind the wall, heaving his guts up. She made a face as she heard it splash against the ground. Made a mental note to send someone to check back in 15 minutes if he didn't come back in. And went inside. Why these so-called gentlemen reduced themselves to such a state was beyond her. A college student herself, she knew about wild partying, but she thought herself at least classy enough to find a bathroom and some privacy. 10 minutes later, she found herself serving his table, and all she could do was laugh when he asked her for another round. "I think you've had enough for tonight," she replied, putting her order pad away immediately. He glanced up then, and it was only then that she saw his eyes, red as blood, with the irises black as night. It startled her, but amazed her all at the same time. However, she wasn't going to let it throw her off.
Ma chère, my friends and I would like another round. We won't be no trouble.
You didn't hear me? She shook her head. You're cut off after your little display in the alley. Table laughed as she rolled her eyes and walked back to the bar. It was only then that she realized he was following her. Look, I could lose my job if I serve you, she said, before he even had a chance to speak, and I really can't afford that.
Ma bella, he replied, leaning over the counter.
He looked terrible that night. Sweat pouring off his face, dark circles under his eyes.
So, you know what it's like not to have money. I need your help, Belle.
I'm not giving you a free drink. She was even more appalled that he was asking.
Non, non, chère.
He coughed then, a bone-rattling cough that she had been hearing all night without pinpointing.
I'm not inebriated, except with fever. Although I understand why you may think it so. I need the money I'm winning off them, and I have to keep them good and drunk themselves, or in my sorry state, I won't be able to win it. Should I not pay my debtors tonight, things could go very badly for me, Bella. I have debts, as well as rent and bills owed. So, I need you to serve them. Please. Please help me. I'll even not accept a drink myself if it makes you feel better. I can't pay now.
She looked him up and down, and then glanced at the poker sharks at the back table. A take at his sweat-covered brow, those eyes that seemed unfocused. The cough, and she was pretty sure he was telling the truth. He held her gaze, begging her to help, and she did know what it was like to be poor and cold and hungry. Part of her wanted to tell him that perhaps he should be better at money management. But a bigger part of her felt sorry for him. She had been in that position many times herself, at home, making barely enough to cover her traveling to and from work. And so she softened. "Have you eaten anything today?" she asked. And he looked surprised, but shook his head no.
"I know."
"Fine." She finished wiping a glass. "Go back to the table, and I'll bring your friends around and you a burger.